Yes, Jesus is love. Yes, Jesus is love. God is love. He is the creator of love. Joshua 24:5-15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design. And I am broadcasting to you worldwide. Welcome once, welcome twice, welcome, welcome, welcome. That's what we used to say in church. We want you to be welcome three times. As you join us today on the third Sunday service, June 18th, 2023, of Let's Do It Radio with Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. Happy Father's Day to all of you men and women who have cared for children in a fatherly fashion, aspect, and manner. Reverend Williamson will bring a sermon on a father who cares, Psalm 103:13. So get out your books, your Bibles, your swords, or whatever, and turn to that verse because that's what she's going to be speaking from. So call in, tune in, join in on the air, and become part of the Let's Do It Radio congregation at 845-241-9985. And in case you miss an episode or want to hear an episode again, go to On Demand on www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and you can pick your choice of the episode you would like to hear. So let's give a spiritual round of applause to Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington, as she greets us, and we'll have a greeting, well, scripture and invocational prayer, followed by a song. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen,
radio,
amen.
Audio. It is good for us to be here, hallelujah, on this third Sunday in June 2023. And as Ms. Inez has forestated, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers in the land today. Good or bad, happy Father's Day to you. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time once again to come together to worship you, hallelujah, to lift up your son, Jesus, hallelujah, to encourage and build up and to strengthen others, hallelujah, in these trying times, to assure all of us, oh God, that you are our Father, hallelujah, you care about us and you love us and you have a plan for our lives. So God, I pray you bless this service. Let everything be done to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for it right now. Bless those who are on, bless those who will tune in, bless those who will listen later. But you get the glory, because as the songwriter said, you deserve it. Ooh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. You deserve it.
Yes,
so we give
happy.
It to you. We
yes,
bless you now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask and I pray this prayer with a sincere heart. Thank you in advance for all that you've done, you're doing, and going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
Precious name. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
You have a Bible? Yes, a Bible verse that you want read in particular?
Well, praise the Lord. I'll just shoot you one out here real quick. Glory to God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Psalms 115. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'll just read a few of these. Hallelujah. 1 through 7. Glory to God. And it reads as follows. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, hallelujah, because of your truth, why should the Gentiles say, so where is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Hallelujah. The idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. Ears, they have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk, glory to God, nor do they mutter through their throats. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. I've read Psalms 115, 1 through 8, and the word of the Lord truly is already blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. As we invoke prayer today, dear Heavenly Father, please be with us. Be with the Father today, dear Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day. Dear Heavenly Father, be with those who were with their children, those who could not be with their children. They may be penned up in the penitentiary or in jail, dear Heavenly Father, but want to see their children. Please, dear Heavenly Father, bless those men who want to see their children, but for some reason, the other half just keeps them away. But we have a Father who takes care of all that, who loves us, who knows us and knows our heart, dear Heavenly Father. So be with us. Be with those, dear Heavenly Father, who are fathers-to-be, that they will know how to take care of their children, dear Heavenly Father. And all they have to do is go to the good book and to the Bible, where you have shown us how to take care of our children, what to say to our children, what to do for our children, how to clothe our children, how to teach our children, dear Heavenly Father. If we just follow your word and read your book and your guide as the B-I-B-L-E, as the basic instructions before leaving earth, if we just follow those simple instructions, we cannot stray. We cannot go wrong, dear Heavenly Father. And please, dear Heavenly Father, please bless this woman of God as she comes forth today, dear Heavenly Father. Please touch her lips, touch her mind, touch her heart, dear Heavenly Father, that she will come forth with what you have put in her heart and on her lips and in her mind, dear Heavenly Father. Touch her that you use her, dear Heavenly Father, that somebody will come and be saved through your word, dear Heavenly Father, through your mind.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just allowing us just to be here today, a day
thank
we have
you.
Not seen before and we will not see again.
Thank
as
you,
today
Lord.
Is a present. It was given to us today, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank
dear Heavenly
you,
Father,
Lord.
As these days come forward, we may not see them again, so we can't call them presents. They are in the future, dear Heavenly Father. So thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing
thank
us
you, Matt.
For just being in your presence, for just knowing your name, just know how to
hallelujah.
Call your name in those times that we don't know what to do, dear Heavenly Father, for you know what to do. All we have to do is call your name, and you will answer, dear Heavenly Father. We know not because we do not know, dear Heavenly Father. Watch us. All we have to do is say your name. We don't have to say it loud. We can say it in a whisper. We can say it in our closet. All we have to say is, Father, Jesus, protector, and you will be right there, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you in your precious Son's name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
Oh,
God is. He definitely is. He will always be, and still is. He will continue to be forever and ever and ever and ever. He just is. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is omni everything. So just God is. Definitely is.
Yes, he is.
He can't be nothing else. You know, he can't be nothing else but who he is. He can't be you. Yes. He can't be me. He can't be JoJo down the street. He can just be the father of us all.
So
thank you, thank you, thank you. God
thank
is.
You.
He is a joy. He is the center of my joy. So, yes, God is. Yes. Yes. And as far as the speaker is, she is. She is definitely spirit-filled and a willing worker and a servant of who just loves God. I don't care what conversation we have. God is on the top of her list. It's on the bottom of her list, and it's everything in between. So we talk God, because that's who she is living for. So she can't live for nobody else. If you're not living right and she sees you're not living right, she's not going to walk behind you. She may tell you, hey, you're not doing right, but she's not going to follow you down your path. Maybe she tried to help you get off that path to a different path. But if she's living right, she's not going to go down the dirt road, as they would say. She's going to go down the golden road. But she's been in the ministry for over 30 years. And, you know, one thing, she's not going to hold back on preaching. She gets fired, stirred up, and she starts running up and down. I don't know how. I don't know if she has one of those portable mics, but if she could get happy at her house, I'm sure she could, because that's what she does. She praises God when something good comes on. It's like just like the song God Is. That's one of her favorites, and you can hear in the background just praising and praising and praising. And so she lives by the living word, and she drinks of that living water. And so she's just one of the definitely one of the most high God women, God-fearing women. And when she sees people in the community, she's going to talk to you about God, because she wants you to go where she's going. She doesn't want to leave anybody stranded behind, because then she'd be derelict in her duties, and that's something that she doesn't want to do. So if she sees you and she encounters you, she's going to talk to you in essence. You know God? You know who God is? God is your all in all. God is. You know, and if she didn't, then she knows she's not for real. But this is a for real woman. You know, doesn't matter. She will talk to you if she ministers to people in jails, prisons, nursing homes, grocery stores, elevators, homeless shelters, wherever her feet take her. That's where she's gonna go, and wherever God leads her and directs her, that's the direction she's gonna go. So as we are graced with a song by Tasha Cobbs, You Know My Name, featuring Jimmy Cravity, we're going to hear from her on her message today, A Father Who Cares, taken from Psalms 103:13. So get ready, and you better put on your seatbelt, because she's going to be flying, and you're going to wonder, what just hit me?
Bless
so
her,
get ready. Get ready. So you want me to play the song right now, Miss Reverend Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
All right. Amen. After this song, so get ready, because you're going to have to, you know how you, when you're at the fair, you know, and they strap you in your seat with the harnesses and across your waist. That's not what she's fitting to do. So after this song, she will grace us. Here we go.
She knows remind me. And oh, how he walks with me. And so how he talks with me. Yeah. And oh, how he tells me. I am his own.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
Amen. You know my name. Yes.
He knows our name. No matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He knows our name. Glory to God. Once again,
amen.
Hallelujah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I know there are many celebrating, done celebrating, but nevertheless, hallelujah, God is our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, hallelujah, I am not going to prolong the time, but I'm excited about my Father. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My biological father is gone. Hallelujah. And he might not have been the father that God would have him to be. And, you know, some of us have fathers that are not the fathers that God would have of them to be. But nevertheless, they are father. Glory to God. And we give them Happy Father's Day. Glory to God. But I'm not going to go on the Psalm. It's Psalms 103. Verse 13 reads as follows: As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk briefly to you about a caring father. As I forestated, we all have a father. Or maybe our father is not still in the land of the living today. But however, we have a father. And hopefully, prayerfully, those that still have their fathers or their father's gone, their father was full of love for their children. Glory to God. Full of compassion and patience and caring and support for their children. Now, I realize that, as I forestated, not all fathers practices those principles or practice those principles. And I'm not going to focus on who was a good father and who's a bad father, because every person, whether man or female, had to fill that role of taking care of children and nurturing them and being an example for them and being a role model for them. That's what a caring father is. They are a role model for their children. Not only are they full of compassion, not only do they help them out when they need that help, but they also is a role model. They train their children in the way that they should go. Hallelujah. In other words, they lead by example. Amen. And so dealing with a caring father today, I want to focus on our father. Glory to God. Now, I can talk about our biological father or, quote, unquote, the fathers in the earth. But you know what? Those fathers belong to God. Hallelujah. Those fathers are God's children also. He knows their name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to share with you for a few minutes, hallelujah, about our Father who is in heaven. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He's like no other father. There's none like him. Glory to God. And I'm so glad that even in the midst of human beings, fathers may not fulfill that fatherly role, that godly role, God sets an example for all of us, his children, hallelujah, as to how we can be better fathers, how we can fulfill, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, that role of loving our children, of showing compassion toward our children, toward one another, hallelujah, being patient with our children as we train them up, caring and supporting them, letting them make choices. Glory to God. God, our Father, hallelujah, who is a caring Father, he gives us permission to make choices. Hallelujah. He lets us pick and choose the way that we want to go. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that even in the midst, when we go left and he wants us to go right, hallelujah, he has a hand that can turn us around. I wish I had some witnesses. Ooh, glory
come
to God.
On now.
Because this Father, whom is God, he's a Father that the Bible said that he chastens those that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about a Father that
he
knows now. He chastens those that he loves. And I thank God that he loves me, that he loves us, that, hallelujah, when we don't honor him, hallelujah, he chastises us, he corrects us, hallelujah, he reproves us, he rebukes us so that we can do those things that are honoring to him. I'm talking about a caring Father today, a Father who cares, and we all want fathers who cares. We always all wanted a Father, and still maybe having our biological, we want our fathers to care about us. We want them to take interest in what we do. Hallelujah. But let me tell you that our Father, glory to God, the Father who cares, the Father who pities, hallelujah, his children, the Father who shows compassion toward his children. You need to know today that he cares. Hallelujah. Here, let me deal with this. This psalmist here today, in this Psalms 102, the psalmist, which is David, anyone know anything about David? David had some mess up in his life, but hallelujah, he came to his senses, hallelujah, to realize that God is his Father and that his Father was the one that kept his enemy away. Hallelujah. So when David in this psalm, he said, I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise my Father with all that's in me.
Yes.
I'm going to bless him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to give him my all in all, with all my soul, with everything that's within me. I'm going to bless my Father's holy name. You know his name is holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He said,
I'm going to expound on all of his great benefits. As a matter of fact, I ain't going to forget his benefits. He said, let me share some of the benefits that our Father, hallelujah, the Father who cares, gives to us. Huh? He forgives us of all of our iniquities. Glory to God. He forgives us of every one of our sins. Glory to God. I'm reminded of 2 Peter 3:9 that talks about the God is our Father. It says he's not slack concerning his promises.
Mm-mm.
I can tell you that every promise that our Father makes is yes and amen. And he's not slow, and he's not forgetful, and he doesn't have amnesia when he makes his promises.
Well,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm,
but he's long-suffering. He's patient. I'm talking about a Father who cares. He's patient with you and I. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
he's
willing that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. I'm talking about a Father who cares. See, your Father, our biological Father, may not have cared whether we repented, apologized, or tried to get things right. Hallelujah. Because they might have not been right. They may never have repented or apologized. But this Father, glory to God, hallelujah, the Father of creation, the Father of heaven and earth, glory to God, hallelujah, he forgives you of all your sins. But not only that, the psalmist says that he heals all of our diseases. Glory to God.
Yes.
Can't nobody do you like this, Father. Glory to God.
No,
can't nobody love you like this, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that, for God so loved the world, glory to God, whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God didn't send his Son in the world to condemn you, but he sent his Son that you might be saved. Through, I'm talking about a Father who cares. Hallelujah. David knew.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the answer.
Yeah.
That God was compassionate. That God was merciful. That God was gracious. That God was loving. And I don't want to put that in a past tense because he still is today. Bless the Lord. Oh,
yes,
my soul.
Yes,
glory
to
God. He's still compassionate today. He still steps in and helps us when we're in need, when we're in dire straits. As a matter of fact, I heard the psalmist say that He's our refuge. Glory to God.
He is our dwelling place.
He is our strength when we're weak. But not only that, the Father, our Father, a Father who cares, is a present help in times of need. That's what we're talking about.
He
don't leave us where we are, but he steps right in on time to help us when we need help. But not only do he heal all of our sickness and diseases, but the psalmist says that he redeems our life from destruction. And I don't know about nobody here today, but I remember I was on the street, the wide gate, broad street, shall I say, and I was heading down Destruction Avenue. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was heading down Destruction Avenue. I was destroying my own self. I think they call that self-induced, when you choose to do what you want to do and how you want to do it and with whom you want to do it and how long you want to do it. So you're destroying yourself. But David realized that this God, this Father, just like our biological father, have mercy on their children. The Lord have mercy on us. The Lord shows compassion toward us. The Lord pities us when we make the wrong or the wrong decision. But the David, the psalmist said, but not only do he redeem our life from destruction. Let me put a pin there. He redeemed our life when he sent Jesus to be the propitiation, to be the atonement for our sins. He shed his blood for my sins. And I'm talking about a father. Who cares? I don't know about nobody, but I get real excited when I think about when I was on my way to a devil's hell, but there was a father who pities me. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, the scripture said that he winked at me in my ignorance. In other words, I was unlearned, and there may be some that is unlearned today. Just know that you have a father who cares, and his name is God. Hallelujah. His name is in the form of his son Jesus. But let me go on. And David said here that he crowned you and I with loving kindness and tender mercy. I don't know about nobody, but I'm so glad today that I found out that that his mercy is everlasting. Glory to God. In other words, when you mess up, his mercy, he keep on bestowing his mercy. He's on. He don't give you what you so rightfully deserve, but he bestows mercy. He bestows favor. Glory to God. Ooh, I got a clap right there. Hallelujah. If nobody else get excited, hallelujah, I get excited about God's loving kindness and his tender mercy. He didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad that he did. But here in this text, David, he explains about God's mercy, our Father's mercy that he has toward us. But not only did he crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy, David says he satisfies our mouth with good things. I read some of the scriptures said that he said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, even their seed begging bread. I'm talking about a father who cares when you're hungry. He'll make a way out of no way. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll satisfy your mouth with good things. He'll have somebody to bring what you need when you need. Glory to God. But not only do he satisfy our mouth with good things, he renews, glory to God, hallelujah. He renews our youth. Our youth is renewed like eagles, hallelujah. He mounts us up. In other words, this father, our father, a father who cares, not only does he show compassion and pity, but this father that I'm talking about today, our father who is in heaven, he renews us. Glory to God. He mounts us up on wings of eagles, that we'll be able to run and not get weary. Glory to God. I'm talking about a father who cares. I just get excited knowing that that my father, even though my biological father is gone, hallelujah, but I still have a father who cares about me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have a father who cares about you. And I found out that our Father, according to the scripture,
mm-hmm.
he says in Philippians that he will supply. Oh, bless the Lord, oh,
mm-hmm.
my soul. He will supply all of your needs
yeah.
according to his riches in mm-hmm. glory. I'm talking about a Father who cares. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just get excited. I get excited about my Father. His name is Jehovah. Glory to God. His name is
his name?
Wonderful Counselor. Glory to God. His name is the Everlasting Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. His name is the Mighty God. Glory to God. Oh, his name
mm-hmm.
is the Everlasting Father,
yeah.
the Prince of Peace. He brings peace. That's a pastor.
Come on.
All of them saying, I'm just talking about a father who cares. And this God, this Father
yes.
that I'm talking about, hallelujah, he supplies every one of your needs. He executes righteousness. He justice for those that are being oppressed. But all these great acts of our Father that David speaks to us, how he leads us and how he guides us and how he orders our steps in his word. I'm talking about
yeah,
the Father.
Yeah,
I don't know about nobody, but I'm so glad that I know
yeah.
that I have a Father that cares.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do he care, y'all, listen, not only do he care, he can do anything.
Yeah.
He can do anything but fail. I'm talking about a Father who cares. I found out that this Father, hallelujah, the
mm-hmm.
one and only Father, if you allow him to do so, he will direct your steps. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This
yeah.
Father who is compassionate and piteous toward his children, those who love him, those who fear him, he has concern about every detail of our lives. I know he do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I know. But not only that, I found out that even if I stumble, glory to God, he won't let you fall. I'm talking about a Father who cares. He won't let you fall. Glory to God. Because he'll hold you up by his mighty hand. Hallelujah. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Our Father lets us know that whatever we need, that we can call on him anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Is there anybody ever had to call on him? I don't care whether you were in a in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it like this. If you ever find yourself in a bad situation, I guarantee you, you're going to say, Father, oh, my God. You're going to say, Father,
yeah.
help me. Oh, God,
mm-hmm.
I need you right now. I can't make it on my own. I'm talking about a Father who cares. And because he cares, because he pities, because he knows what you need when you need it, because he'll be right there no matter what you go through in your life. All you have to do, I heard Sister Inez say, just call on his name. The Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Even when Peter was sinking, he said, oh, God, save me. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. So no matter where you are in your life today, you need to know that you have a Father who cares for you. Hallelujah. Who's concerned about you. Who is willing to step right in on in. Step right in and work it out for you. Hallelujah. He will do it. Because I found out that he is all-knowing. He knows you're uprising. Glory to God. He knows
mm-hmm.
you're down. I'm talking about a Father who cares. Hallelujah. Because I
Come
found
on.
Out that he's omniscient. Glory to God.
which means he know everything. He know when you go out, and he know when you go in. Hallelujah. Come in.
Yes.
He knows. He knows. He knows your name. He knows my name. And I'm glad today that I know that I have a Father who cares. He cares.
Yes.
But not only is he omniscient, I found out that he's omnipotent. Oh, my Lord. That means that he is all powerful. Ain't it good to have a Father who is all powerful? That he can do anything but say a hallelujah.
Ain't it good
to have a Father that is everywhere at the same time, which means he's omnipresent. He's in Washington. He's in Florida. He's in Georgia. He's in New York. He's all over. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's all over the world. He's everywhere. But I like the fact that I found out that he is omnibenevolent. Glory to God. Which means that he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. And as we always say, ain't God good? And we'll say, God is good all the time. And somebody would say, and all the time, God is good. I'm talking about
God
a father who cares. David knew that even in the midst of his shortcomings and even in the midst of his faults and his failure, he knew that the God, the Father, that he loved, that he served, that he called on was slow to anger, hallelujah, but great is mercy, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about his compassion. Hallelujah. His compassion is new every morning. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. That's
yes,
the compassion.
Yes.
That is not. He stepped right on in. Stepped right on in to help his children, those who love him, those who fear him, those who reverence him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said in his word, the Apostle Paul said that God said, I will live in my children, in my people. But not only that, I will walk in them. I'm talking about a Father who cares. Glory to God. Because I know I can't make it on my own. So I need him to live in me. I need him to walk in me. I need him to be my God and be my Father. And I'll be his son and I'll be his daughter. He will be a father to the fatherless. He said, I'll be a father to you. And you will be my son and my daughter. I'm talking about a father who cares. Hallelujah. The psalmist knew. He knew the benefit, hallelujah, of being a child of God. Even in the midst of his sin, he knew the benefit of repenting of his sin. Y'all remember when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he said in the first Psalms, he says, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He said, I see my sin that I've done. He said, wash me. Hallelujah. He said, create in me a clean heart.
Look,
I can't do that for you. Your Father can't do it for you. But I want to let you know, hallelujah, that our Father, which is in heaven, glory to God, who is a Father who cares, he can clean you up. Glory to God. He can wash you. He can
make you clean.
He can create in you a clean heart. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a Father who cares. Hallelujah. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
Just as our biological father is to have compassion, is to pity his children, is to be a role model, is to be an example, is to step in and encourage and support and help in times of need and lead them and guide them and instruct them in the way that they should go. We have a Father, glory to God, who cares just as that Father cares about his children. Our Father, he cares about you and he cares about us. So let me say it like this. If you don't have a Father, if your Father's gone, well, you need to know today that you have a Father. and that he cares about
yes.
you. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's full of love. Hallelujah. He's full of compassion. He's full of mercy.
Yes.
He'll step right in and he'll aid you. He don't want you to suffer. Glory to God. He don't want you to go through the things that you might be going through. All you have to do is turn your life over to him. You can say like the Apostle Paul called him, Abba Father, Abba Father. Even Jesus said,
yes.
Abba Father. Glory to God. He said, Father,
yes.
God has thou forsaken me.
They're
talking about a father
mm-hmm.
who cares. I don't know about nobody this afternoon, this evening.
Come on,
but
come
I'm
on.
So glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. That we have a father who cares. A father
yes, we do.
Who will take care of us. A father
yes.
who made a way one day out of no way. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriter said that he looked beyond our fault and he saw our needs and
yes,
we
did.
Were lost.
Yes.
We were separated from him. And so what he did was he wrapped himself, hallelujah, in flesh and came down in the form of his son Jesus, born by the
yes,
Virgin
yes,
Mary,
yes.
and went around doing good deeds to mankind. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody, but he opened my eyes. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God that I was seen. Hallelujah. His son Jesus. And not only that, but he opened my heart that I may receive his son Jesus. Hallelujah. But not only that, he opened my ears that I may hear what the Spirit had to say. Ooh,
yeah.
I'm talking about a father who cares. Is there anybody in radio land glad to know that they have a
yes.
father who cares? He'll be right there when you need him. He'll take everything. He'll turn it all around. I read that if he can make the crooked road straight, my God, he can turn your life around. All you have to do is surrender your life unto him. Hallelujah. All you have to do is put the trust in his son, Jesus. I'm talking about a father who cares, who sent his son,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He opened blinded
yes.
eyes. Lord have mercy. He called the withered hand to come back to life. He healed 10 lepers, but only one turned around. Oh, my God. To say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the other one went on their way. I'm talking about a father who cares. Jesus was whipped and beaten for your sins and mine. I'm talking about a father who cares. Thank you for caring, oh, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo, my Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for caring.
Yes.
For a dying world. Oh, my God. We didn't see it, and a whole lot don't see it right now, but I want to convince somebody today that if you don't have your father, God will be a father to you when your father has. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He will assure you that you are
his
child. Yes, he will. He knows you by your name. As Tasha says, glory to God, he know you by your name, but he wants you to know him as your father, which is in heaven.
Yes,
he
yes,
wants you to
yes.
surrender your life to him. This is no time to play around. This is no time to procrastinate.
Hmm.
This is no time to be idle and stagnant and complacent. But this is a time to know that you have a father who cares for you. You have a father who will be there with you when you go through the flood,
mm-hmm,
through the
mm-hmm.
rain, through the fire. No matter what you go through in this moment in time, if you have God as your father, he'll see you through. He'll see you through. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. I know he will. I'm talking about a father who cares. And so he stepped right in and he sent his son
mm-hmm.
Jesus. And Jesus was whipped and was beaten, hallelujah, for our sins. But not only that, they led him to Golgotha. Golgotha. Oh, my God. And he got his body on that old rugged cross. And they nailed his left hand for the sin then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Thank you, Father. And they nailed his right hand for sin right now. Thank you, Father. They nailed his feet, y'all, for all the sin that would take place before the coming of Jesus, the second coming of our Savior. But not only that, they put a crown of thorn around his head, and they hung him high so everybody could see that the Savior of the world was there for our sins. He knew no sin, but it was our sin that took them to that cross. I'm trying to tell somebody out there in radio land that hallelujah, in spite of you might not have a father who cared about you. This Father cares about you. Hallelujah. He has a plan for your life. I read Jeremiah 29:11. For God the Father says, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have towards you. The Lord, hallelujah. And they are good plans and not evil, but to bring you to that expected end, to give you a future and to give you a hope. That's a good father, y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a father. That's a father who cares. I'm so glad that I know, 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 that I know. Glory to God. I'm so glad I know that I have a father who cares, and I have a father who can do anything but fail. As the Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? Glory to God. I want to let you know today that there's nothing too hard. Hallelujah. For God, our Father, he's a Father who cares. And David recognized that in this psalm and many of the psalms that he wrote, he knew God the Father to be the sustainer, hallelujah, to be his keeper, hallelujah, to be his provider, hallelujah, to be his protector, hallelujah, to be his waymaker, hallelujah, to be the one that takes care of his enemies, hallelujah. I'm talking about a father who cares. That's real good news. Glory to God. That is real good news. So there may be somebody out there in radio land that may not have had a good father. They might not have a good father now. But you can rest assured today, hallelujah, you can come to know this Father, glory to God, that I'm talking about, who cares for you. Hallelujah. If you love him, he loves you. Well, he loves you unconditional anyway. He just wants you to love him back. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. He wants you to trust him with all of your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding. He wants you to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he'll direct your path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a father who cares. This is what I see. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, hallowed be his name. Glory to God. His kingdom come. His will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He give us this day and our daily bread. He forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against. He leads us not into temptation, but he deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom of the power of the glory forever. Amen. I'm talking about a father who cares. And you might not know this father, but hallelujah, you can get to know him today. Because he knows your name, hallelujah. He knows the number of hairs that is on your head, hallelujah. Yes, I'm talking about a father who cares. He cares about everything that concerns you. You don't have to walk it alone. You don't have to go it alone, hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. His promises are yes and amen. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you all the way through. I'm talking about a father who cares. This is your day. Hallelujah, to come to know this Father, hallelujah, of all fathers, glory to God. We were all created in his image and in his likeness. I'm talking about a Father who cares. Thank you for caring, oh God. Woo, bless the Lord. Thank you for caring, hallelujah. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for on. Thank you for chastising and chastening us because of your love for us. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
for caring,
yes,
for us, for loving us, even when we're unlovable. Thank you that you still care. Thank you that you still love us. Hallelujah. Thank you that your love is for everlasting. And everlasting,
you.
And your mercy is everlasting,
yeah,
and everlasting. It endures to all generations. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a Father who cares. God bless,
yes,
you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, can you hear me? We need your love today. I know that you are listening. You hear me every day. Father, please hear us, and we will be okay. Father, we need you to heal families today.
I'm calling on your name, not Buddha nor Muhammad, but it's Jesus we cry out loud. Father, just forgive us, hear us when we say, we'll give you, give you, give you everything, our lives and souls today.
Father, can you hear me? A Father who cares. He can hear you. Definitely he can hear you. We have Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the line. If you would be so kind as to do the invitation to discipleship.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are out there, you've heard the word, and it's the word of the Lord that shall change your life, as Pastor has spoken of this evening. Now all you got to do is make a choice.
Amen.
And when you make the choice, make Jesus your choice.
Amen.
Give him a chance to work in your life.
Yes,
give
yes.
him a chance to take you to that Hallelujah. Next level in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Give him a chance. He's our Father. And
Hallelujah.
He cares for each one of us.
Yes, he does.
He cares about your infirmities. He cares about your setbacks. He cares about your disappointment. But in the midst of all of that, he cares that the eyes of your understanding be open to his word, to his way, to his will.
Yeah.
You've heard the word. The word has been ministered to us today.
Oh,
most clear with so much clarity that a fool can have it from the way.
Huh.
Now make your choice. Make your choice.
Today.
If you've been going down a dead-end road, then turn around.
Because
you got a Father who cares. You got a Father who cares.
Yes,
he cares for you. He cares for you. He wants the best for you.
Yes,
come on to it. Come on to it. Come on to it.
Today
is today is the day.
Yes, it is.
Said, and the day in which you hear my voice.
Harden your heart. Amen.
But come on in because he cares for you.
Yes,
now, the doors are open. And there's room at the cross for you. It's room for you. Millions of God. But it's still room for one more.
It's still
come
room.
On.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on, wherever you are. Come on. Come on, wherever you are. Come. Wherever you are, whatever mindset you have, come to Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come.
Let
drink
come.
Of the fountain of life.
Yes, ma'am.
You've heard the word. Now make a choice.
Yes.
When you make the choice, give the choice a chance.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a chance to work
Lord.
In your life. And your life will become brand new.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Yes, we are.
Thank you, ma'am. You heard the invitation. And if you ever want to get in touch with any of the ministers you hear on the line today or heard in the past, you just send us an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com and I will get the information out to whoever you want to have contact you and they will do so. And if you want to know more, we have Bible study this Wednesday. But join us at Bible study so you can learn more about God's word, his precious word, on Tuesday. And Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And we're still on how to understand men, as this is Men's Month. And I just wanted to pay tribute to the men this month. And so I just dedicate the whole month to learning about the man, so and just dedicating everything to him and having them come and talk to us on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. And as I said earlier, we do have Bible study this week with Pastor Betty Bennett and the Benefits of Grace. And she is with the World Harvest Ministry International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, just like Reverend Ronnie Marshall is out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So join us on Wednesday. We had a really good Bible study, so it always gets better and better and better and more better and more better, and the more people come and learn, the better off this world will be. And so September the 22nd and the 24th, Dr. Monica Jackson is holding us M4 Summit. It's a virtual summit, and it's for men, and it's the M4 is Men, Message, Mission, and Movement. And there are four spots for speakers. So if you want to be on the board, and it's virtual, so you'll be able to call in. Registration is open. So you may want to contact her again at drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit. And so they have some guests already chosen. And so if you want to be on her PAC panel, please reach out to her and contact her. And as we heard Reverend Ronnie Marshall on the line, he has music out there. His latest song is Jesus Can Make You Whole. I'm waiting for his other music to come out. But he has the Don't Turn Away From God album, the Praying Man album, as well as the Praise God album. And any form of music media, that's how you can get in touch with him, under Ron Marshall. And so you can contact him in that way. So thank you, Reverend Ron. And to keep us to the radio on the air, it's always, as I say, it's offering time. So you can donate to Let's Do a Radio through Cash App at $ANAISEVALCOUR. And you can either do Venmo at @NZ-INEZ, or through Zelle if you know my telephone number. You know, we appreciate keeping us on the air because it seems to help the people and it does go worldwide. So your voice can be heard worldwide. So hello, worldwide listeners. So it's always a pleasure to be able to speak to you and to get the word out and get the message of God out and every other thing that we have that's going on. Yesterday, Sergeant Parks had a caravan for Juneteenth. So he went in Yakima, Washington. And he went from the Central Lutheran Church to the Martin Luther King Park. And we just played some songs and kind of not told people, but, you know, let people know what Juneteenth was about. And so it was about an hour-long service, and we just played some music, and people listened as they journeyed to and fro the two different places, and then they had some activities at the park. So if you have something like that you want to do, just have some music playing while you're caravanning or what have you, get in touch with me at letsdoradio@gmail.com and let's see what we can do for you. And it's always a big pleasure and a big thank you to our worldwide listening audience for joining in and listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you have a topic you want to discuss, let's talk about it. You can email me at letsdoradio@gmail.com. And once you do, don't forget to share it on all your social media platforms, and so you get more people to tune in, listen in. And I want to, there's a map, a worldwide map that I'd love to turn all blue. So if you know somebody in some different countries, get them to listen too. Share the links that are out there that I send on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, texting, and through email. And if you want to be put on our email list, send an email to letsdoradio@gmail.com, and I will gladly put you on the email list. So again, thank you all for joining us this evening. And if you have something on your chest, let's get it off of your chest on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Let's talk about it. So the thought of the evening is, if you are not going to put your heart into it, don't put your hands on it. Let me say it again. Okay. If you're not going to put your heart into it, don't put your hands on it. Amen, amen, amen. We will have a... Yes, you can swag a jacket, as Pastor Don would say, from the winning team. I'm going to swag a jacket, Miss Inez. But yes, if you are not going to put your heart into it, don't put your hands on it. And so we will have Reverend Carolyn Williamson offer up the benediction and prayer, and then we'll have a closing song, God Will Take Care of You.
Father, once again we come and we thank you, Lord God, for this day, this time of hearing your word, getting confidence and assurance, hallelujah, that you are a Father who cares, hallelujah, that you will step right in, that you will provide, that you will meet us where we are, hallelujah, that you will change our lives.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
we thank
yes.
you for not only your word, but we thank you for the thought-provoking and compelling invitation for someone, anyone, hallelujah, who would be willing to give
thank
you.
You
a sign surrender their lives, humble themselves. God, we just thank you for all things, because you do all things well. We give you the honor.
Yes.
We give you the glory. I pray, dear God, for the host, Ms. Inez. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless the station.
Yes,
continue to supply the needs, Father, because you are the supplier of all our needs. You care so much that you provide, you take care. And so we love you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We love you with all our heart, mind, soul. So thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for sending your son to demonstrate that you, how much you really care for this world, Lord God. And so bless us and keep us, and we give you the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God will take care of you, Mahalia Jackson.
My joy, all that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. But Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're Till the carpet's for my way. Yay, the fiery nights, with nights of love and cold. In sadness, rather laughter, the shadows of my feet. When a mother love, your hand is there to hold.
Father's Day to each and every one of you, one of the fathers, and before we go, I have a couple of things. Four fathers, a letter from God, and basically why God made fathers.
Mm-hmm. my child. You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child, and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been father and will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad, Almighty God.
Thank you for doing that, Mark.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on the wonderful world he'd made and said, "My children will need a protector." So God made a father. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up with a crying child in the middle of the night so her mother can get some well-deserved rest. then catch a few hours of sleep himself before waking up again to his 5:30 alarm so he can hurry off to beat the morning rush hour. Somebody who will work hard all day, plus a little extra to get the job done. Get stuck in the evening rush hour. Eat a rewarmed supper. Read the little ones a story and tuck them in bed. And then stay up until past midnight helping a 10-year-old with a science project. So God made a father. I need somebody tough enough to barely wince from the bloody knuckles he gets when his wrench slips while re-repairing the family car. But tender enough to push back tears when his shy 7-year-old reads a poem in her school assembly. Somebody to spend all day Saturday unclogging toilets, searching the neighborhood for a lost kitten, mowing the lawn, getting zapped while replacing a dead light fixture, and cleaning up the paint spilled while the kids were playing hide-and-seek in the garage, and then hurrying to get cleaned up for a weekly date with his wife. So God made a father. God said, I need somebody who's just as happy to listen patiently while his teenage daughter gives him the blow-by-blow of a conversation with her friends as he is to play rough and tumble on the floor with his boys. I need somebody to call his family together to pray every day and then to thank heaven for each one of them by name. I need somebody to be firm enough to be absolutely inflexible about his children respecting their mother, but who will quietly go back to the store one more time because a forgetful child remembers that she also needs poster board for her school project. So God made a father. God had to have somebody willing to keep wearing second-hand shoes and his old jeans with a hole in the knee for another few months so the family can afford a prom dress for the oldest. So God made a father. God said, I need somebody strong enough to apologize when he's wrong and then to bite his tongue when he could have said, I told you so. I need somebody who will look the other way when a pretty girl with a miniskirt walks by, but who will pay careful attention and intervene when a car full of ruffians tries to follow her home. Somebody who would gladly give his life defending his country, but who is much more likely to spend his life keeping her strong. Somebody who will love his children more than his own soul, and who will adore his wife more than his children. Somebody who will laugh and then sigh and then respond with a tussle of hair and a grateful grin when his son says, I want to grow up to be a daddy too. So God made a father.
Lord have fathers.
My heart grieved for all the sons around the world who look into mirrors and see no fathers looking back at them. For you must understand that a father is a guide to a boy. He announces to a boy what he will become. He explains to him how to chart your course through the chaos of masculinity to arrive at the destination that you have in view. And without a father there, no matter how great and wonderful the mother is, it is a liability to a son not to have a father, because there are some things that mama cannot teach you. And I grieve for all the sons who never had a father to help them through the maze of masculinity. And may I pause just a moment and explain to women something that you probably never hear men say, because some men are not articulate enough to say it, some are not thoughtful enough to speak it, and most are too private to admit it. But it is real hard to be a man. Now, you have a whole lot of materials and information that undergirds the challenges you go through, and I'm not minimizing what you go through at all, because you go through a whole lot. But just let me tell you, just so that you will know, friends, you have never spent not one day as a man. Let me inform you quite clearly and emphatically that it is hard, hard to be a man. That's why most give up on it, most quit, most faint from it, most fall because of it, and almost all of us die trying to do it. Oh yes, the devil is out to destroy men If you look around this room, you will find many saged, aged, gray women. Go to your family reunions and you will see grandmama and big mama and Aunt Kizzy, and they're all standing around in the kitchen talking about, girl, is that chicken done yet? I don't know, mama. Let me turn it over in a minute. Get that bread out the oven before it burn. But have you ever asked yourself, where are Grandpapa and Big Papa and Uncle Willie? Where, what happened to Cousin James? What is wrong with our generation that there are few old men left? That means we have few compasses to chart the course and to lead us through the maze of trying to get to our destination on time. We have many men who model to us how to get started, but few that live long enough to show us how to finish. Show us how to make it through the different ages and stages of life, because the challenges of a 20-year-old is far different from the challenges of a 50-year-old, is far different from the challenges of a 70-year-old, and you need somebody who's been there to coach you through the process and look you in the mirror and say, keep coming, boy, don't give up now. I know you lost your job, but keep on coming. Keep on, you can do this. Don't give up. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on. I know your feelings is hurt. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. No, you're not going to be able to do what you used to do 20 years ago. You're not supposed to. You're going to have to readjust and develop a new normal. Come on, come on, come on. If you come on, you're going to get through this. Don't give up. Don't follow her. Don't follow her. She's not the answer. She's a trick. Keep coming this way. We don't. I'm going to talk to you tonight. See, you and Big Mama can sit around while y'all picking collard greens, and you can talk to her and she can tell you something. And there's an old woman standing on every corner full of advice ready to tell you, girl, well, this is what you ought to do. But we have few fathers, few voices, few compasses, few teachers, few leaders, few guides to speak to us in the process. And that is why we get lost in the journey of becoming what we were created to be. We get lost in the process. Some as early as 15 and 16 years old get lost in the maze of masculinity. Some make it to 30 and collapse up under a bush of despair. Some are getting to the middle of their lives, changing their sexual orientation, giving up on women altogether, going after men. And you can't figure out why it is. There's nobody coaching us saying, not that way, go this way. Come on, go this way, go this way. Men are not articulate enough to say it. Some are not thoughtful enough to speak it, and most are too private to admit it. But it is real hard to be a man.
Lord have this, Lord.
Was Abram's life. Because he is a mystery, we always crave not what we got, we crave what we didn't get. So in that craving need, because you were designed to have certain levels of fulfillment through relationship, we are sociological species, there is such an admiration that it leads to promiscuity, it leads to vulnerability, it leads to a lot of things.
Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. This is a little something to help the men on Father's Day. Blessings. Thank you, Reverend Williamson, for your message, A Father Who Cares. And as you just heard T.D. Jakes speak on A Father's Day Special. So thank you to each and every one of you. And last week I did do a tribute, a pre-Father's Day tribute, so if you want to go back and listen to that, that was done on the second Sunday. So for those men who want to go back and listen, please do so under www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Again, happy Father's Day. Until we meet again, God's blessing upon each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a good day. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.